He mentions his books, some of his books that he authored here, and tells his son that, well, I suffice you from buying a lot of books because I authored for you many books and they are ready for you here. Anyway, at the end he says to him, you have to memorize. He says to him, you have to memorize. عليك بالحفظ. He authored for him books, but he should work his own way of memorization. And this is very important. It's a very important method of transmitting the sacred knowledge to memorize, starting from the Quran, from Hadith, then you go to other disciplines, even grammar, even algebra. There is a poem. There are many poems in algebra, mathematics. How to على ثلاثة يدور الجبر المال والأعداد ثم الجذر سين سين مربع and عدد, for example. There's a poem I studied under my father, رحمه الله, on algebra. Al-Yasaminiyya is a very famous poem, was actually part of the curriculum of Al-Azhar University. He says, reminding him, وَإِنَّمَا الْحِفْظُ رَأْسُ الْمَالِ وَالتَّصَرُّفُ رِبْحٌ. Sometimes you might forget something, but if you memorize a poem on Aqidah, for example, then you will never forget. Let me give you an example. Law of inheritance is a subject that we hardly teach. We studied the subject, many books, alhamdulillah, but still, at one point or the other, we might forget. What makes me remember is there is a poem called Al-Rahabiyya in the Law of Inheritance I memorized when I was a little kid. So, I just remember, وَالْوَارِثُونَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ عَشَرَةً أَسْمَاؤُهُمْ مَعْرُوفَةٌ مُشْتَهِرَةً. For example, the heirs who would inherit amongst men are 10. Then it goes. So, whenever I forget something, the details, I have a few lines of poetry that would remind me of the headlines. This is the importance of learning, memorizing poems. I don't know how much you could memorize now, but in our time, when we were little kids, boys up to 12, 15, you know, I don't know how much I memorized. I don't know really, you know, in thousands. My father, rahimahullah, memorized probably 30,000 lines of didactic poems. I counted just the poems he memorized, 30,000 lines of didactic poems. Apart from the poetry, pre-Islamic poetry, Islamic poetry, like books like Diwan al-Hamasa, he memorized by heart. Maqamat al-Hariri, he memorized by heart. Apart from books or collections of poetry. Now, I was quoting yesterday The Builders, and no one knew the poem, The Builders, The Architects of Life, Longfellow. Anyone is familiar with that? This is a famous American poem. Even English poetry people don't read. What about Arabic poetry? The sonnets, for example, are something to read, to reflect upon. There are a lot of good things. Unfortunately, many of our young brothers forget the beauty of the English language. You cannot be a good da'iyah in this country if you do not master the English language. If you're planning to study the deen and become a scholar, then you should take few courses in the English language, especially on writing and speaking, to improve your sense of literature, your literary sense, tasting the language, forming words, sentences, understanding poetry, because you're supposed in the future to improvise translation of Al-Quran al-Kareem, of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Quran is matchless, the hadith of the most eloquent human being on the face of the earth. How would you if you don't have the power of language? Improve your language, your style. It's one of the best elements of da'wah. There are many ways to train your memory. The Western methods won't be very effective. There are programs in the West here how to train your memory, but they work if you want to remember a list of, let's say, guests in a room, or telephone numbers, or things like that, said to you very quickly. But in order to memorize texts, you need to hold the text and repeat it always. My advice to you is to hold the same book so that you remember the verse is in the beginning of the page, at the end of the page. The line is in the middle or the beginning of the following page. That will help you a lot going through the text very smoothly. But repetition is the method of memorization, and your memory is powerful of memorizing dozens of thousands of things, lines, pages. You just train your memory. Start, even if you feel it's taking a lot of your efforts, don't be upset. There is one verse of the Quran I would recommend to people to repeat, سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى, سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى. This should help you memorizing the Quran, memorizing other things, or not forgetting things. But before that, The key, dear brothers, sisters, the key to memorization, the key to understanding, the key to the increase of knowledge is righteousness. Remember the lines of Imam al-Shafi'i. شكوت إلى وكيع سوء حفظي فأرشدني إلى ترك المعاصي وأخبرني بأن العلم نور ونور الله لا يهدى لعاصي. He complained about his bad memory to his Shaykh Waqi. His Shaykh told him, this sacred knowledge is light from Allah. This divine light will not be given to a sinner. You want to study, you want to memorize, protect yourself from sins. Lower your gaze, don't look at haram. Protect your ears from listening to haram. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will facilitate the way for you to seek knowledge. This knowledge is divine light. You want this knowledge, you have to protect yourself, your body, your mind, your eyes, your ears, everything. There are a few other things recommended in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam or by the ulama that talked about, I think it will take just a long time. You can eat raisins in the morning. You can drink zamzam water with the intention that Allah strengthens your memory. You can get a glass of water, recite Surah Al-Fatiha 7 times, and blow in the water and drink the water in the morning early before anything else. Eating honey in the morning would help you, strengthening the memory, especially if it is dissolved in water. You should avoid citric fruits also, generally speaking. Citric fruits should be avoided. I think there are some research that citric or the imbalance of the acid in the body is the cause of all cancers.